This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Nothing to me says romance like looking for condoms and Hennessy.
She's the crazy one of the season.
And the drunk.
He calls her Naggy.
His shirt's open like a Colombian drug lord.
He does not like pizza.
Can we talk about the big, wide open fish mouth?
He's like a walking success poster. Yeah.
Finally, my dream came true. On an episode of The Bachelor, Christian Louboutins were featured prominently. This is the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Christine Lee. Katie Pallotta. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
And Ryan Jones. Hello, Ryan.
Hello, hello, hello.
I haven't done this before, but I wanted to just see right off the top of the podcast here how you would describe last night's episode, sentence, word, just off the top of your head.
Very advanced dates.
Okay, Ryan Jones?
Took the words right out of my mouth. I was trying to think of fast forward or something like that because these were the sort of dates that you would get in the final five, I would think. At least.
What do you suppose the, I guess not to get too deep into philosophical reasonings why ABC does anything, but what would be the reason why they would flip the whole season where you start out meeting the family and you start out getting Neil Lane jewelry and 30 gowns that cost $200 each and Christian Louboutin shoes? What is the meaning of this?
I don't know if because he's done this before and he's just ready to cut all the small talk or whatever and just get right down to it. But I thought they were just very advanced, and Crystal was with his family longer than he was with her. It was just very advanced. That's what I would say.
What do you think the reason though is, Ryan? Like, why would they do that?
Well, I think they wanted to show that he's serious, and instead of easing in with, you know, let's go have a picnic, and which, by the way, is more what I was expecting.
Hot tub.
Yeah, maybe a hot tub, although I don't think we've seen him shirtless yet. So this is two episodes in and he still kept his clothes on. So he's going to need to work on that.
Well, so right out of the shoot, we had two back-to-back one-on-one dates, which surprised everyone, not only in the house, but all of us watching too. But the very first one-on-one date with Becca, who more and more, I see her, the more I really like her. She was very down to earth. She wasn't giggling and falling all over herself like Crystal was. She wasn't, hi! Like, she was just, holy cow, this is
normal.
I'm not a materialistic person, but this is awesome. You know, you could totally tell that she was blown away by the gifts of all the clothing, Rachel Zoe, the $1,000 Christian Louboutin shoes, the Neil Lane jewelry. Was that costume jewelry? It was real.
I think that was real.
Real.
I mean,
the motorcycle ride. I don't think I've ever seen a better date than that. That was just kept getting better.
She was pretty spoiled
top
on
to
that
bottom.
The jewelry was interesting, though, because, you know, they have the man in the suit walk up from the beach or whatever. And, of course, there's just one more thing, and it's jewelry. But you notice she's not wearing it at dinner. So
yes.
then all of a sudden he puts the necklace on. And then says, you get to keep the earrings.
You look great in this, but you can't keep it.
Necklace. Oh, she's only keeping the earrings, which I shouldn't say only because I'm sure they were very expensive. But it was just, I thought it was interesting that he made a big deal of, let me put this on you at dinner. And then, one more thing, you get to keep the earrings.
Well, I didn't pick up on that because I was actively wondering out loud why she didn't have the jewelry on already, because he had already given it to her.
Yep.
So that makes sense.
I'm
that
assuming,
she doesn't get to keep all of it.
And remember, because we've talked about this over the last couple seasons, that Neil Lane not getting quite the pop that he's gotten in years past. So I almost wonder if this was also them sort of a make good so he could come get another to do on the show and then,
without having to invest in
the product. And she doesn't, because she didn't actually have the jewelry, they had to bring, almost escort it to dinner so that she could put it on at dinner.
But the fact that Christian Louboutins, which used to be completely out of most people's reach, myself obviously included, the closest I've come is painting a pair of shoes red on the bottom, which, a little tip, use clear nail polish to keep it from falling off when you walk around. But now that it's so mainstream that it's, they call out Christian Louboutins and Cardi B songs. People talk about them all over the place. It's, my kids look at it and know what it is. This is scary.
Yeah. It's definitely becoming more common in conversation.
He just set the bar really high for himself, because what do you do on one-on-ones now?
Or for her, at least, because...
Especially for her, but other than, you know, Crystal, and we'll get to Crystal, which, you know, obviously she didn't want to, maybe not even kiss and tell, but just tell anything. You know that the women are going to talk about, I mean, they already saw what she came back with. When someone goes on a one-on-one and doesn't get totally spoiled, do you then think, oh, I'm just a token one-on-one at this point?
But there was a big difference in the way each girl came back from their dates. Becca comes back and they say, you got Christian Louboutins. And she was just as flabbergasted as everyone else. She was sharing in the fun and surprise of it. Whereas Crystal comes back and... I met his family.
No, she was very tight-lipped about
no,
who she
met.
No,
but she's like, I felt like towards the end, I guess maybe I'm saying towards the end, it was obvious that she had this extra thing and she was holding against everyone, even though maybe she wasn't mentioning it. You felt like it was, I met his family attitude. Like, you could just tell it was a different feeling between the two.
Just the whole vague response right off the bat, that's not how... you're going to make any friends. And she's obviously not there to make friends, nor is really anybody. But it's the way she went about it was very, like, just a snooty way. And the girls were instantly turned off about that.
I shouldn't be comparing the two to each other, but this is what you do on a show. Becca, I felt, was genuinely enjoyed the date and was grateful. Crystal, I felt, was very valley girl, almost fake. Oh my God, that's where you had your first kiss? And how big was his high school? It looked like a college.
I know.
But
wasn't genuine.
No,
but this is why you generally don't do things like this early on in the show, because you want to know that the person you're taking is actually going to appreciate what you're walking them through.
But at the end of the episode, and this is maybe what I'm trying to say, is that Crystal's insecurity, and I don't know if it comes from her own family of not... my mom's been divorced and married three times, and you know, it happens, but I don't... You could tell Crystal's insecurity was coming out where she kept bothering people about the roses, that going to his hometown wasn't enough of a, I like you. That wasn't enough. It was, her insecurities were coming out. I need to do more. And I think that was a major turnoff. You could see it in his face.
Jumping to the end when she kept interrupting, he didn't even let her interrupt right off the bat. He was just like, all right, like, one more minute, please, like, one more minute. Like, both times she tried to interrupt, he wasn't having it. And I don't even know if maybe she would have gotten the rose at that rose ceremony if she didn't already have it from
the
date.
I was wondering if he could take it back and say, you know what, this is irritating. So
I think he would have made a lot of fans.
I don't know if anyone
but
has
it
ever
reminded
taken
me
back a rose.
JoJo did that a lot, where she says, you know what, give me a minute, I'll be right with you. And a lot of times you see bachelors or bachelorettes get pushed around by the contestants, and it's nice to see when they say, just give me one more minute, I'm still with Olivia, I'm still with whoever they're with.
We all saw what kind of person she was being when she came back from Scottsdale. But I thought it was interesting. I don't know if you noticed, but Raven on Twitter had just wanted to remind her and everyone that she went to Nick's hometown on her first date with him as well. And that didn't exactly work out. So
so careful what you wish
for.
Yeah,
and maybe just not react the way you're reacting, because she was treating it, like you said, as if she had something she was holding over the other people, as opposed to sharing in the experience and just appreciating, wow, I got to do this. This is great. This is awesome. I'm so happy. Instead of walking around, you put it perfectly, she just thinks she's better. And
look what I got to do.
But even when I thought, okay, oh, good, she's asking his parents about marriage and how it's not always perfect, I thought, okay, good, this is what you need to do, is not be the one who's always talking about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then immediately came right back to her, and I thought, no, you're just too...
It was funny, because at that point, too, I was like, oh, she's, like, actually getting invested in this conversation. She's trying to start this conversation with his parents, and then it just, after that, it went right back to
all about me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in between the beginning and the end, we had a whole bunch of other stuff going on. A group date. A Bibiana near boxing match where Crystal almost got dropped, literally. Yeah. And you could tell where it's going to continue. I don't know what the crying was when the coming attractions with Bibiana and the worst day of her life.
Started to like Bibiana in this episode.
I did too.
I wish she was more proactive in getting time with Ari on the group date instead of just complaining about it. But
I'm not going to wait until the rose happens. Yeah.
Yeah. But towards the end of that and the rose ceremony, like, I actually became a fan of her.
But it is the classic complainer for the first part of the episode where we see it every year. Oh, I don't get any time.
I'm so done.
Yeah, go.
Do you think
walk
I'm gonna go now?
There.
You think I'm gonna go now after I had all these opportunities?
It's all the way at the end of the night. Are you kidding me? And then she did anyways. Yeah. So, whatever. But I agree with you. She turned the corner, and because everybody saw what we saw with Crystal, like, are you kidding me? You already have a rose. Then you decided to go talk to him. Then you decided to go talk to him again, interrupting people. No. And she went off, and that's when I said, okay.
But don't you love the uncomfortable look on everybody else's faces? They're not invested in the argument yet. And they're waiting for her to do the dirty work so that if they need to pigpile on at a later point, they have that as a starting point of reference to. And another thing, but they weren't quite ready to.
It's definitely at that point where they're no the one's picking sides on any argument going on in the house, but they're definitely looking out at the playing field.
Yeah. On this one, it was pretty clear where everybody sat.
Oh, but for sure, but no one was like, yeah.
Yeah. Get it, girl. No.
Yeah, there wasn't any of that thing. Yet.
But silence was
spoke volumes.
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
She said, and everybody here, and she gets up and walks away, and everybody
mic drop. Yeah.
So.
And I think that the girls, either next week or the week after that, it's definitely going to start to, you know, not necessarily attacking, but
contacting,
you know, her or, you know, other drama in the house.
We still don't know how old Becca with an H is, short-haired Becca, although I did hear on social media that she's 22 and that she did a hashtag, I'm 21, on Instagram, and you have to be 21 to get on the show. So
Bachelor Nation obviously did their investigation, and on February 10th in 2016, which February 10th is her birthday, she posted a picture with a beer saying, thought 21 would be more glamorous, yet I'm drinking Coors Light in a stranger's bathroom. Hashtag birthday girl.
Can't keep anything from social media sleuths.
So,
or
that's out now.
That's out now, but
if that's true.
I have a love-hate relationship going on with Becca with an H. I love her hair. I love her look. I love her vibe. I love her energy. The way she speaks makes me want to pull my own eyeballs out of my head. Like, we just had a makeout sesh. And
she's 21.
And then as he's leaning in to kiss her in this awesome, sexy moment, she says, oh, you want to kiss? And I was like, just don't speak. Just look good and be cool.
He seems to be okay with it.
I mean, he does.
That was something.
He likes her.
He does.
A lot.
Well, she's hot. I mean, she said, I'm easy to please and I don't have all
drama
the stuff.
Free.
Yeah. Drama free. Yeah.
Which, if you say that, you usually,
generally aren't.
You're usually in drama.
Yeah. But
you mean when you say, trust me, you don't mean it? And
yeah, I agree. I do like her, and they do have good chemistry, but just some of the phrases and things that she says.
The makeup sesh.
Yeah.
She's almost seems like a more stable version of what's-her-face, with the nanny.
Corinne,
thank you. Because she's
I can see that.
Because she's ultimately going to be too young.
Yep.
But she's got a lot of energy, and clearly Nick liked Corinne's energy, and so far Ari likes Becca's energy. I think that's something that cuts through. Ultimately, are you really ready to settle down and get married?
That's a
which
good.
Which she might be, but
it's a good correlation.
There are some tweets going around that Becca should be Corinne's nanny since she's a nanny. instead of Raquel.
That's a whole show in and of itself right there.
The two of them under one roof. Oh, man.
I'm sure that's coming to paradise or arranged. Something.
Also, Becca with an H, short hair Becca. Chris Harrison at the top of the show came in and he asked, like, how's everyone doing? And Becca said, we just want date cards. And he's like, all right, fine, here you go. And he turned around and left. Like, I can't be bothered. If you're going to come at me in my... He just looked like he was so done. Dropped the date card, left.
Yeah.
And that's when it was revealed that it was the other Becca going on the one-on-one. But the big group date was interesting, to say the least. I thought it was
a lot of people.
Oh, my Lord. I thought that was never going to end. One name after the other, after
well,
the
like,
other.
I mean, good for him, because how do you even know who anyone is at that point?
Right. Like, but it was a good, perfect date for him.
Yes.
Getting to know what his life is all about.
Yeah, and it was a good date for that amount of people.
Just smashing into each other with bumper cars.
It made for good TV. It fit into what he, at one point, did for a living and still enjoys doing. It sort of checked all the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you didn't have a little bit of crazy drama on the side, it wouldn't be The Bachelor, and that's where we arrive at bumper car trauma.
Is that even a thing? Annalise and her... and they're doing it in that special effect. Yeah. And of course,
with like the kid, like getting smashed in a bumper
like
car.
The clown is going to come out at any
because
moment.
Because earlier with the motorcycle thing, I think it was even Crystal at that point. Who
it was Crystal.
You know, played the Debbie Downer. Was, oh, my father was in an accident, motorcycle accident, so I wouldn't feel comfortable. And then I've had friends who got really hurt and. Can't slow your roll.
Except I did think about that, and then when she was on her one-on-one, she said that she didn't really know her father.
So. He was absent, so who knows?
I mean, maybe you do know how he died, but was it? I don't know.
Yeah, and then, so when we get to this, and Annalise is crying, I'm thinking, okay, maybe she had a traumatic car accident. That's very possible.
Well, I don't like bumper cars. I don't like the act of being slammed forward.
But would you be crying?
No. I'd be making sure I don't get hit.
See, I'd get it. I would understand it if... I would get it if she had been in a car accident or something. Something that we would all understand.
The point of trauma.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, you... Your best friend was in a serious accident.
Or you rolled your car.
Yeah, exactly.
On your way to work.
That would all be, not that anyone here has done that, Christine, but that would all be understandable. But this idea that you were on a bumper car and you got stuck and then it was dark, none of that connected for
reaching.
I mean, it was definitely a little on the dramatic side and maybe looking for attention because she didn't know exactly how she was going to stick out on
well,
this date.
Well, that goes to the thing where, who's our guy, Wells?
Yep.
Remember, like, who's going to be the person who gets sick or panics or cries that gets the consoling hug?
Right.
And then, therefore, is looked upon in a, like, almost a nurturing way, like, let me take care of you.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of didn't work. Because he sent her out there anyway.
He did.
Yep.
I mean, it worked in that they got some one-on-one time.
Yeah. He was like, if you don't want to do it, then don't do it. And she's like, well, no, I'll do it. But just...
But both with, you know, Crystal saying she wouldn't have gotten on the motorcycle, and then Annalise at first seeming like she didn't want to get in the car. I don't know. If you're going to be trying to be compatible with someone who clearly still enjoys... racing, whether it be cars or motorcycles or anything with adrenaline, maybe not the best fit?
Yeah, although we've all done stuff to impress our significant other when we were newly dating.
Of course.
Gone to do things that we can't stand and pretend that we love. And then it comes out later, like, what? You didn't like that all these years?
And that's why Crystal would have gotten on a motorcycle. I think we all know that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just like Annalise got in the friggin' car.
And then did really well.
And enjoyed herself.
Right.
Was T-boning people. And
I was wondering when I heard that because, you know, remember Taylor? Remember.
Intelligence.
Emotional intelligence.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
I was wondering if she, because I know that she live tweets sometimes, and I was wondering what she was going to say about that because she's all about like, let everyone share their trauma and experiences and don't judge them for it. And she did tweet on it. And she said, don't think trauma is something to make fun of or joke about. We all experience things differently, and you never know where someone's coming from. Proud to see some of the girls show support and proud of her for acknowledging her experience. Not easy to do.
And then there was Jenny. Is bumper car trauma a thing?
Yeah.
And it's not, by the way, but I guess I shouldn't say that because I'm not showing proper emotional
You're
intelligence.
So rude. Yes.
I know. I apologize, Taylor.
You're not in psychology.
I apologize, Annalise. I clearly should be more...
compassionate, caring.
Yes, more in touch with the bumper car drama of the country. I don't...
Seriously, Ryan.
Is that a thing?
It is a thing if you're watching The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Wait, who won the bumper car thing? Who?
CN.
CN, our Yale graduate.
Mm-hmm.
Who?
I really like her. And she's like, she's beautiful.
It was about time we got to hear from her because before that talk with Ari, did we know anything about her?
No.
And she knocked it out of the friggin' park. Oh,
maybe
my God.
Maybe a little too far out of the park because I'm wondering if he was... Sometimes you're intimidated by someone in a good way, and sometimes you're intimidated by someone and you think, I don't know if I can.
Well, because you saw what
continue.
He went right to was, I barely got through high school.
Right.
And she went to Yale. Okay, so yeah. I think you might be onto something there. Could be a little intimidation factor there.
Right.
But, I mean, she
but
shot
sometimes
up...
Sometimes that brings the best out.
Yeah, I mean, she shot up my board. I thought she was awesome.
I'm definitely a fan.
Yeah,
no, she was great. And, of course, being from going to school in Connecticut, and we're based out of Connecticut, so I heard she said, Connecticut. Well, what? Oh, yes!
From Scottsdale.
Check.
And you know it had to be something school-related only because who's going from Scottsdale to Connecticut?
You go to Yale, you
are. There you go. That's one of the few things that, okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, CN was fantastic. Jenny, on the other hand, she got a little pushback from the rest of the girls after she made a big deal of... It was Jenny, right, who went and said that she has children?
Chelsea,
thank you. Chelsea got pushback from saying, well, we all come to this with having to make sacrifices.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a little bit unfair because the sacrifices you make when you have kids, for me in my life, have been above and beyond any other thing I've ever had to make.
And I think that's fair, but I thought it was a stretch for them to assume that she was saying that any sacrifices they were making...
was less?
Yeah. I don't think she was saying that.
I don't think so either, but I think people were just mad already at that point because she took him first.
Well, she
at the group date. And after that happens, you're just automatically,
I hate her. Who see you as a mother using your kids as an excuse to get with the bachelor, maybe that's how they saw it. Like, she's using her kids and being a mother as an excuse.
It did seem
to
weird
make time with him.
It did seem weird, you know, because he said mysterious, and I only took that out as knowing what we know. She's hiding the fact that she's a mother, and I didn't think all the other villain stuff. That's the thing that stuck out to me. Like, why would you avoid that? I mean, especially if it's somebody that you're trying to build a relationship with. I understand you don't want to get kicked off right away, but.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would have been a bigger, you know, shock factor if we were like 5 episodes in.
Right.
Again, we're only episode 2, and she's like, the reason I'm mysterious is because I have a son, and he's
I have another man in my life.
Oh, yeah.
His dog.
No, she said I have another man in my life, and it was her son.
Oh, okay. Who was he talking about his dog to?
Oh, he brought his dog back from Scottsdale.
And I'm hoping that we get sort of the copper effect because The Bachelor posted a photo, and I'll retweet it to the Bachelor Podcast account, of them on the flight back from Scottsdale.
On that private jet.
Yeah, a selfie.
I know, it's pretty nice.
With the three of them, and we need more of the pup.
The dog
we really do.
Adorable.
Because can you ever go wrong with more pup?
No, you can't.
And, oh, God, he's so cute.
I mean, until we have our first bachelor or bachelorette who's actually a single parent and they bring their own child on the show, which might be crossing a gazillion lines. But, yeah, we need more dog, more puppy.
Yeah,
more
I'm
kitty.
Surprised they didn't show any of that.
Yeah, because remember when Copper went on, he was shaking hands and doing everything. come on, this pup's clearly very friendly.
Smiling, big old smile. Who wouldn't want to be on a private jet, though?
Let's do it. Yeah.
But so I guess we got into a little bit more detail. We learned more about a few girls. We didn't even talk about Becca's father, who passed away from a long bout with cancer, and she had said that was really a big shaping point in her life, and with her ex-boyfriend who got her through it.
Yeah, on and off for seven
years.
Yep.
So that was, a sweet, tender moment that you learned a little bit
and
more.
And a genuine moment, too, again.
Her whole date was genuine. Yeah. And awesome. Yeah. Like, I wanted to be in her shoes, literally, in that moment. Like
it really felt like, even though we still don't really know much about her, it still felt like we were much further along than episode two or the first one-on-one.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe that's going back to why he chose the dates that he did. Maybe this is why. You know,
to work backwards almost helps you work forward.
Maybe.
In some instances.
Listen, I wouldn't have thought that was the way to go. They were clearly awesome dates. Generally the type reserved for much later in the season. But maybe he just wants to press fast forward on all of these women and say, okay, anytime I'm with them, let's just find out. I want to know, is this something that is going to be a thing or not?
But you're onto something. If you present someone who you're hoping isn't materialistic, who you're hoping is down to earth, because you're a down to earth kind of guy, that if you throw the most expensive shoes and gowns and stuff, and if they turn into that, oh my God, I love it, I can't wait. But she didn't. Maybe these are his own, like you said, ways of figuring out what the core of the person is really about. Whereas Crystal, when he met his family, the first things that she was saying in her confessional was, this might be where we live. Are we home? Oh my God, this could be. And so that's a little scary.
Like, yeah, well, there's so maybe enjoying and being thankful for, and there's expecting.
Exactly.
You're given a bunch of stuff, and then you just, oh, that, yeah, great. And you make it seem like it should just be expected all the time. Maybe that's not something
that's
you
a problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, working backwards might be an actual really good strategy.
Maybe he's onto something. Like Katie said, he's been through this before, so he knows the right notes to hit and say, okay, why am I waiting until there's six girls, five girls left? Let's find the ones that I think I'm interested in now, see what happens.
I wonder, where is his mom's from? Holland? The Netherlands?
I think so.
The Netherlands.
That's where his brother got married.
I wonder if we're going to be going to that part of the world for this time
probably
around, right?
I would imagine shortly.
I mean, might take the whole family with him.
Yep.
You never
family,
know.
Family
considering
vacation.
The speed, pun intended, that he's been going at, you have to imagine we're going to be somewhere exotic shortly.
Very
like
soon.
Maybe next week.
You never know. We got the race car, the bumper cars,
Although
of the
I thought
drama.
A good part about the bumper cars or whatever you want to call it, the demolition derby.
Demolition derby, yeah.
You know, Brittany apparently got hurt and couldn't come to the dinner whatever, the cocktail hour. But was able to go to the actual cocktail hour with everyone, not the date cocktail hour. And he right away was going to go over and sort of check on her, and even though he threw a couple in of the, oh, you know, once you were cleared, I kind of thought you'd be there, but was in a very nice way, in a very Ari way.
And she got a certificate out of it. Most hardcore.
Yeah.
So.
It's like a participation trophy, basically.
Yeah.
I thought when they were all sitting around and he came out in his, I guess for lack of a better phrase, Mr. Rogers sweater, I thought, okay, this is cute. He's in front of a fireplace. He's down home. He's just a casual kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm surprised that they didn't make more of an issue that she got hurt. Like, she didn't. It definitely wasn't for attention because
it was just all they did was she's not here because she got hurt.
And I thought I missed something. I rewound it, and I was
did I miss something huge,
like a explosion?
I was like, did we see her like on a stretcher?
Right. Yeah.
You got to milk that stuff.
Yeah. I know. Maybe
we didn't for... We didn't miss that.
Yeah, obviously. Obviously, we didn't miss much. But the rose ceremony was dramatic in typical fashion.
Of course.
We had to wait to the last minute to see if Bibiana was going to stick around. And she is.
Of course.
The final rose.
The final rose. But who was it that when she walked off... Jenny?
That was Jenny.
And she refused to give him a hug, barreled past him, and he, class act that he is, like, just give me a second, followed her down, and she continued to just make kind of a... just.
Well, he probably should have read the room, though. The still going in for the hug, like, the third time, maybe just say, okay, I get it.
Yeah.
Cool. But he's a people pleaser. He went after her to make sure she was all right.
That I'm cool with, but it was clear right away that she was not interested in a hug.
He was pissed.
Yeah. Well, then she said, I'm not sad about you. I'm sad about leaving my friend.
And by the way...
he's like, well, it's more than that here. So.
And, yeah, exactly. So,
he bye. Was very paternal in that yeah. in that moment.
But then
like,
she
was
also...
like a father figure.
It wasn't just that she... was going home, but that she that he picked a taxidermist over her.
Yeah.
So her
this
her
is the first time someone broke up with me.
I mean, just the hits kept coming. Yeah. First time someone broke up with me. It's not about you. It's about me.
Yeah.
Well, can you imagine if you've never been broken up with in your life, and the first time it happens, it's not only on national TV, but it's, in your mind, a taxidermist is taken over you. I mean, there's a lot to process there for someone who clearly is there to hang out and not necessarily much more.
She'll be unpacking that for quite some time before she is able to.
Because Lauren G., she went up, she hugged him, walked off. No drama. Valerie, you know, a little more emotional, but still walked right past him.
Yeah.
Okay, you do you. That's cool.
Yeah, no, she was pretty ripped. But it made for good TV. So, I mean,
that's what they aim for.
That's what we're in for. Now, the Winter Games are coming. I saw you post on social media, Katie, that the lineup is here.
And February 13th.
Some old faces. One of Ryan's favorites, Ben, is back.
And not only is Ben back, but he's the only U.S. bachelor or bachelorette in the whole group. The rest of them were contestants. He's the only one that
the leading.
Was... yeah, leading man or woman.
So he's the most pathetic that he won, actually,
hey,
the
every
Bachelor.
Hey, every team needs a star.
We got Ashley I,
Dean. Eric, some Bachelorette contestants from around the world, Japan, New Zealand, Switzerland. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's going to be fun.
Yeah. Josiah.
Josiah, exactly. So
that'd
I don't,
be good.
Don't know what they're exactly going to be doing, and it won't interfere with The Bachelor.
Well, they're going to run them at the same time, so we're going to get a little extra bang for our buck around here.
We'll have more to talk about.
Yeah.
So we narrowed it down. What, 8 women went home?
No, 3 women went home. Slow your roll.
3 women went home?
You want to talk about fast forwarding. You're really trying to fast forward.
What's wrong with me today?
3 went home last night.
3 went home last night. And so we're down to 21, 19, 18, 17 girls, right?
Yep.
If I can do
18,
my math.
18, isn't it?
Will you stop correcting me?
Yeah.
18.
It's 8 that went home and 16 are left.
Math is hard.
You should see me try to help my kids with their 7th grade writing projects. It's bad.
Oh, so you're not the only one that, when you're counting a tip up, uses their fingers?
I use the tip calculator on my phone. I don't leave anything to chance.
5, 6, 7. Wait, I'm running out of fingers. You don't do that?
I have to say that Ari is the reason that I've been watching all the Bachelor and Bachelorettes throughout these seasons. I've been waiting for him. Like, I didn't know it until this last episode, but he, to me, is the perfect bachelor. He is everything. He's got the total package. I don't think you could ask for anything more.
So far, so good.
Yes.
I think he's everything they wanted Nick to be, because he's a little older, as Nick was by the time he got around to, what, try number 4? And I think this is how they wanted him to attack it, is to really sort of dig in and get after these relationships, whereas Nick didn't know what the hell he wanted.
Yeah, he was a little mealy-mouthed.
Ari, even in the rose ceremony, there's no... And obviously, we talk about editing and all that. There's no, like, waste of time. Obviously, it's a long night.
Yeah.
But once it gets to the roses, it's boom, boom, boom. He doesn't look totally drawn or
nervous.
Now there are a lot of women to choose from at this point, and so maybe this will change as the numbers get lower. But so far, everything he's done, there's no question really. He's just going and knows what he wants.
Yeah, no, I agree, and that's also goes to him starting out so strong and so forward with all these first one-on-ones. So.
But what the hell? How do you follow this up? How do you follow up a hometown visit?
Well, maybe he's, like we were saying before, you do this big thing and she has these expectations that everything's going to be amazing. And then date number two is a picnic. And if she acts like a diva, like, what the hell happened? The last date was amazing. There's your answer.
There's your sign right there.
All right. No, you got to be there for the good times and the boring times.
Yep.
Not every day is going to be Rachel Zoe and a whole bunch of free clothes.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's pretty
I like it.
There you go.
Definitely, marriage, not every day is going to be that, or any day.
100%. So we broke it down last time we drafted our teams, and Katie did what she always does, which is this amazing, I wish you could see it.
We'll post it on our Instagram.
On Bachelor Podcast,
yeah.
At Bachelor Podcast, but she always prints off these amazing laminates of our teams.
I don't think we need to talk about the teams. I mean, I think we can just...
Yeah, Ryan pretty much got decimated.
Ryan lost two.
And he's going to lose quite a few more just right off the bat. Chelsea's not going to be around much longer.
Jacqueline.
Annalise. Becca M's a good choice. Jenna who?
Becca's strong.
Yeah.
Losing two out of three on night one is not great.
I lost Jenny.
And Katie's perfect, as
but
usual.
But I lost Jenny in a really fabulous... She went out with a bang.
You had a good exit.
She had a good exit, yeah. And Katie's got 100% of her team still.
For now.
Including spicy Bibiana, who's getting ready to go on the glamorous Women of Wrestling tour, where it gets really sexual. They're all in the ring spanking
each
other.
Yeah, that should be interesting.
But we're going to see who's going to have fun, who's going to get all uptight, you know.
Yeah, and who's going to end up, you know, getting kicked off the show, and who's going to make it to the very end.
That's what we live for.
Money's still on Becca K, you guys.
Yeah. Me too. That was a strong first
that
pick
was,
for
she
you.
Was, I know she. We were going to pick her too. But again, going, like, just look who was eliminated. Two brunettes and a blonde. So I'm keeping track of that as well.
Keep it for your equation.
The money ball continues here.
We'll see what happens. But this is an awesome episode, and he's set the bar really high. So we'll be around for next time. Bachelor Podcast, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. I'm Christine Lee. Katie Pallotta, thank you, my
dear. Thank you.
And Ryan Jones.
We need more of the pup.
This is Free Range with Von Miller. The podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.